Dr. Drew? Isn't that supposed to be soft or something? Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. There we go. Tonight, our guest is from the hit TV show on the WB Roswell. Mahandra, now is it Delfino?
Yes.
Yes. She is Maria, and of course, we just learned... Because we're huge fans of the show.
We learned four seconds ago
that our ex cohort over at Loveline, Diane Farr, plays the role of mommy to young Mahandra. And we would watch the show except for we leave to come do this show.
Sure.
No,
we never watch TV.
No, I have a long list of shows I would watch if I was home.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
But,
no, we're never home.
Yeah, Roswell's
like,
on that list.
Roswell is one. And
Roswell and
Buffy,
not Buffy.
Will and Grace.
No, until one of them comes on the show. No.
Well, we had the neighbor.
That's on the list. Now, I don't know how to work the VCR. I'm never, ever home, and I can't do it. I can't bring myself to do it. And part of the fun, most of the fun of me watching TV is that sort of unexpected serendipity when I run into an old A-Team rerun or Dukes of Hazzard or something. I like to scan around and sort of surprise myself. I don't like to put in tapes and know what I'm getting.
Oh, yeah. No, I know what you mean. I'm not a big tape person at all.
I would if I knew how to do it.
You could get one of those new things, you know, that like tape it for you while you're gone. What is that? I don't understand.
Yeah.
TiVo?
Yeah. Yes.
There's nothing new enough. There's nothing simple enough.
No.
It just sounds like the same thing.
This is it. It is the same. But here's the deal. You're watching TV and you want to see the rest of the show, you just push a button, it'll pick up right where we left off.
Right, well, I may go for that, but I'm still old-fashioned. I mean, if I want to just hire a day laborer and have him stand by my VCR and actually hold the button down while I'm out of the
house.
Now
you've got your assistants.
Leave a little bucket of water for Oswaldo there. Oh, yeah. That's my boy.
Is that your assistant?
Yeah, Oswaldo. We have a little communication
you have
language.
Assistants too. You have
I got a new one. Oswaldo.
You have a guy that does your house. Your houseboy.
Well, he works on my house.
Yeah, but then you have an assistant at work.
Oh, yeah, I got an assistant at work.
See?
Yeah,
you got
call him son. He calls me dad. It's great.
Just call him Oswaldo, too.
All right, so let's talk about our lovely guest tonight. You you sing, what are you, Cuban?
Cuban, Venezuelan.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
What do you think about this whole situation with the kid who came over on a log?
Did he come over on a log?
I don't know.
He was clinging to something.
I don't know. I mean, I think that the father...
People, by the way, missed that part. That story of the story has been lost.
Really? That he was clutching onto something?
And they were in a boat escaping, and the mom got killed.
Everybody got killed.
Yeah.
Except for him.
Yeah.
It's like, kind of, I don't know. It's just like... Doesn't make sense that the kid would go back, you know, sort of situation. And the other thing that people don't think of is, like, the kind of pressure Castro is probably putting on the father to make a point, you know, that the kid goes back. So,
yeah.
Well, the dad,
nobody really takes that into account.
The dad was, like, estranged. The dad, like, no relationship with him.
Oh, no, he loved him, though.
Yeah,
but he was probably okay with him leaving.
Hey, you know what's beautiful about being me and what's liberating about being me?
You don't care.
Yeah. Don't care.
We all know you don't care.
Got a 7-year-old Cuban kid hanging out somewhere in Florida.
Well, you can't. You just can't live your life.
This could give a rat's ass whether he goes back to Cuba or goes back on a dinghy and just floats out.
You brought this up, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But you
just
have
so
some
you have some
Cuban blood. I thought maybe you may have had a stronger opinion.
Show, I care too much. Yeah. He cares too little.
No, I mean, whether he ends up in the United States or in Cuba, no difference to me. If he goes back to Cuba, his grandparents will raise him or his dad will raise him. He'll be fine.
And Waldo will still come to work in the morning.
He'll get some crappy job somewhere. And if he stays out here,
your shows.
He'll stay out here, he'll get some crappy job out here. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Does it?
Is he here? He was in Miami.
Oh,
right?
Who cares?
Yeah.
All right. I say we just compromise. We send him to Mexico and just call it a day. That's my plan. All right. So again, Roswell, 9 o'clock. WWB Wednesday night, tomorrow night.
And if you're this side of the Mississippi,
that's right. In listening to this show, and of course, you can then watch the Man Show after that at 10:30. All right, Drew. Where the hell are we here? Elise. Is that how you spell Elise?
Like fur Elise?
It's like Elise.
Hey, caller who's 18 who dates a 34-year-old guy for 3 years?
Going by Elise?
Ooh, did she hang up?
That's that.
All right. And listen, do you think that's Elise? Is that how you spell Elise?
Yeah, like shh. Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
All right.
One of the spellings, yeah.
Yeah, okay, listen. Here's what I want to say to Daniel. Or, if you never listen to my house, how to spell their name. Whatever, however it's pronounced, there it is. I'm tired of everyone throwing spelling of their name. And maybe I'm wrong here, but I'm still pissed off anyway. Peace?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Drew and I travel. We go to these colleges. We sign autographs. Yes. And there's 35 different ways to spell Linda.
Yeah.
No, I know.
And
oh,
it drives me insane.
As a Mahandra, it's, you know.
Yeah, but that's Mahandra.
Right, right.
I mean, your parents grabbed a, you know, a Yahtzee shaker and a part of a Scrabble board and threw it at something. And that's what they came up with.
That's
fine. You can do that. I mean, I have no problem with that. I don't like it when people start spelling names that I think I know how to spell their own way.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. You'd think it was with an H. You know what I'm saying? Mahandra.
But that's not an established name, at least
in
these
parts.
I know Amy was the one that drove us crazy.
Like A-M-I or A-M-E-E.
How about A-I-M-E-E?
Ooh.
Or A-M-E?
They drive me nuts.
Makes them different.
Peace? Oh, yes. They'll be the most different person working at the Arby's for the next 30 years. They're really going to carve a niche when people see that name tag on them. Peace.
Peace, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Okay. I just had a threesome with these two guys, and the other one was giving me an anal sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so afterwards, I noticed, like, it started to bleed, and now it's, like, itching, and it's really hurting. It's, like, irritating.
Mm-hmm. We have to dissect this one.
First off, perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Yeah. I mean, this is,
It sounds a little bizarre.
But my brain won't
Hey,
take
Peace?
It.
Yes?
Did you actually do this with two guys? You had anal sex with one of them and conventional sex with the other?
No.
How old were these guys?
One is 17, one's 18.
Why did you do this?
Why
not? Okay. What happened? Do you know these guys?
Yeah, I know one of them.
Which one?
My boyfriend.
Oh,
which
okay.
one? Which? What did he do?
He didn't, like, no, he didn't do anything to me. I gave him a blowjob.
Your boyfriend?
Yeah.
What about the anal sex part?
Oh, that was his best friend.
Wow,
so,
you see?
Who you didn't know?
For?
No, I didn't know him.
Why didn't you know his best friend?
Because I've never met him.
And you didn't wear a condom?
Hold on, let me write that down.
He didn't wear a condom?
If you don't meet your boyfriend's best friends, you are not his girlfriend.
Yeah, how do you, as somebody's girlfriend, how do you not know their best friend?
Because Chris Rock, my friend.
He doesn't live here.
Okay. All right, and it didn't upset your boyfriend that his buddy was sodomizing you in front of him?
No, it was his idea.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow, this is a hell of a guy. And why did you participate in this?
Because, I don't know, it sounded like something interesting.
Okay. You're ready to experiment. All right, hold on a second there, Peace. I'm ready to gamble.
Oh, sure.
You want to gamble?
That's a layup.
Mahandra?
How do we gamble?
Do you have any money?
Am I of age? I mean...
But her name...
I hope so, because we got plans after the show.
She's as good as her namesake, though, you know, except they should have spelled it a little differently here.
Peace? Yeah. And middle name of, last name ass.
Or work.
Okay.
What is this gambling thing?
Just get the money out.
I don't have money.
Listen, that WB, I knew it. You don't have
Wait,
a dollar?
I think I have a receipt from Ralph's. I mean, I have nothing in my pocket.
What is
but
up?
But it'll stand. It'll be an
honey,
little IOU.
Honey,
little
you don't
IOU.
Leave the house. And what if you have to make a phone
it's
call?
It's in the other room.
Oh, well.
All right. All right. Well,
right
that,
here.
That
this is my IOU.
That Ralph's receipt will be redeemable for a dollar,
yes.
Which is in the next room. Let's see what you bought here.
Like, so much stuff.
She
bought $643 on bacon. That's all she bought.
I went camping.
Homo milk?
But
what the hell?
But she's planning to get a little...
Marshmallows, salt. Graham crackers? Were you stoned?
S'mores.
How stoned
S'mores.
Were you?
She's a piggy.
Macaroni dinner. How many... What'd you take, a little scout troop camping?
Kind of.
Ger banana.
Oh, that's Gerber baby food.
Gerber baby food. What are you doing with Gerber baby food?
It's really good. It's just pure banana. Like,
oh, that is
God.
That is hot. How much weed did you smoke around that campfire? When you're eating baby food, you are baked. You were stoned when you went shopping. Please, I know a stoned shopping.
That would explain the 17 magazine purchase, but
Gerber. Oh man, you got a toolbox light. $83 for a camping trip. You could have stayed in a hotel for that kind of money. Cereal. How long were you gone? For 6 weeks?
2 days.
Was this like some kind of Outward Bound program? This is ridiculous.
I was gone for 2 days.
Wow,
where'd you go?
Big Bear.
Big Bear.
Wow.
It ended up as a disaster. There was, like, carbon monoxide leaking in the cabin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Kellogg's Fun Pack? Seriously, how many people did you go with?
I went, well, when I was shopping for me and two other people.
Yeah.
So.
I must have been stoned, too, because it's just a ton of junk baby food. Wow. We got to look into that. All right. We're going to gamble on peace. You ready? Shall I go first?
Let's see what's in this food.
What is this? All right, I'm just going to go along with this, whatever.
Okay, we gamble.
Here's how
it goes. We gamble on her past. What brought her to these two men and to participate in this threesome? We suspect some trouble in the past.
Well,
upbringing-wise.
Yeah.
I don't know how much we can get out of her. I got alcohol. Dad, let's see, doesn't know dad. No, alcoholic dad. Alcoholic dad she doesn't know.
Yeah,
she
totally.
Knew him for a little while. Wait, you can't agree with mine. This is my gamble.
Oh.
Are you want alcoholic dad?
No. You take the alcoholic dad. I have a feeling I have a better one.
Okay.
I'm going alcohol dad. I'm going physical abuse.
All right.
From alcoholic dad.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'd have to say negligent father, but does know him. And maybe child... Like, molested as a child.
Molested?
Yeah.
Who did the molesting?
I don't know who did. God. The psychic thing. It's hard for me.
Dad, grandpa, someone in the family, neighbor, perhaps.
Wow. Packet of paratroopers.
I'm seeing, like, dentures. I would say probably, like...
Adam's
silly. Okay, let's Adam, not get Adam. Caught up on this.
Yeah.
Silly putty.
Just some...
Silly putty?
Says putty.
My God. Listen, I'm
like
going
to
with
copy
you.
The newspaper.
Oh, I'm going to Ralph's. I'm telling you, if I would arrest you immediately
from
on
now
drug
on,
charges.
That is a great way to learn about people.
I know.
Just
it
make
really
them
is.
Produce their latest receipt. From
at
the
least I didn't get anything
store.
Embarrassing.
Silly
well,
putties and Gerber baby food is not embarrassing.
I don't think so. I'm very proud.
You
I
didn't
stand
see
behind
the,
my purchases.
You didn't see the case of Massengale medicated.
No,
I was looking for stuff like that.
Okay,
disgusting.
Right. She redeemed a couple of bottles in here too.
Go ahead. She brought some old ones back.
That recycle.
Seriously, how much weed do you smoke?
Oh, please.
All right, go ahead, Drew.
Oh, it's just trifecta, total wipeout. Addict parents, left, like orphaned, just a mess.
All right, the big, everything?
Everything.
All right, rock soup?
Probably, age six, all hell broke loose, sexual right. abuse, everything.
All right, peace?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's talk about your past for a second. Because okay. I got a Ralph's receipt here that I'm dying to
hey, you
cash
didn't, you
in
didn't
for
redeem
a
the sour cream. You
know,
forgot to.
I know they give it to me after. I
All right. Hey, Drew, can we do the goddamn show, please? Peace?
Uh-huh.
All right. What happened?
Nothing happened.
Nothing?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, we're all wrong. Where are your parents?
My mom's here.
Where's your dad?
He's dead.
Your dad's dead?
Yeah.
When did he die? How old were you?
Seven.
Seven. And
yeah.
What kind of guy was he before he died?
Like a hippie.
Hippie.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He die in a motorcycle?
No, not in a motorcycle.
Somebody killed him?
Yeah.
A drug deal?
Huh?
A drug deal?
No.
What happened?
I don't know the whole story. Like, my mom didn't tell me, really.
Well, how do you know someone killed him?
She told me.
Said somebody killed him, but that's about all I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, that's all she said. Like,
right.
She doesn't talk about it.
But he wasn't working at a supermarket when somebody came in and shot him.
No, he wasn't.
No. And was he an alcoholic, do you know?
Listen, of course. Please. This was a drug deal go bad.
Okay. And what about your mom? Now, did he ever touch you or anything like that before?
No.
Any of his hippie friends?
Mm.
Yeah.
Not his friends, but his kids.
His kids abused you. Okay. How old were you when that happened?
Like four.
Started when you were four?
Yeah.
You know, mom, what's her deal?
Nothing. She's just, I don't know, she's detached from me.
She doesn't smoke a little pot?
No.
She's not an addict herself, alcoholic?
No, she's like a real Catholic person.
Was she at a time in her life where she using drugs and alcohol?
No, she never.
Really?
Kind of unusual for her to be involved
for
with.
For a very pious, religious person to get hooked up with a hippie and it's like biker buddies who molest you. You sure she didn't do a little swinging in her day?
I'm sure.
Okay, so she probably did do whatever it is he did before she
right.
found Jesus Christ and
right.
cleaned her act up,
yeah,
right?
No, when you say she's detached, what does that mean?
She's just, I don't know, she doesn't like to talk to me or anything.
What does she do for a living?
She's a doctor.
She's a doctor?
Yeah.
What field?
In medicine.
General medicine?
Yeah.
That is so interesting.
Really?
Isn't that wild?
What?
But like for like a county hospital, those cheap hospitals.
Yeah.
Is she a doctor?
Well, not really a doctor, like a nurse assistant.
Now we're getting to it. All right, now it's making... see, it wasn't... I had a little red flag there with the doctor.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I hate doctors, but even so, it wasn't making sense with the hippie guy and his screwball friends and all that kind of stuff.
She wouldn't be able to screw around with all that.
All right, so she's a nurse.
Yeah.
A nurse's assistant.
An assistant, yeah.
Listen, Peace?
Uh-huh?
I know you're not completely familiar with how the hospital works, but everyone who's inside the hospital... It's not a doctor. There's people answer the phones and empty garbage and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so, Peace, listen, you've had a horrible childhood.
No, it's not. No.
Yes.
Wait, you were sexually abused by your step-siblings. Your dad was a drug addict who was murdered. Your mom is detached and abandoning. It doesn't get much worse than that, Peace.
No.
Of course you get abused by these jerks who use you as some sort of receptacle. And now you've got itching whatever, God knows what. It could be herpes, easily. You don't know this guy. Did he wear a condom?
No.
Okay, could be anything. Could be anything. Any sexual transmitted disease you can imagine. And there's actually no more efficient way to contract a sexually transmitted disease than what you've done.
Oh, boy. All right,
including
so listen.
All the viral diseases, hepatitis C and HIV included.
You got to go.
She's got an in on the medicine.
You got to get yourself checked out. You understand?
Well, can I just take, like, some medicine?
No, you have to get evaluated.
And listen, Peace?
Uh-huh?
You cannot keep acting out. You're just going to get killed. You're pregnant or worse. And I'm not sure what that is. I guess you get killed and you go to hell or something. But you're really going to destroy your life. You're going to act out. You're going to act out like a mad woman for like 5-10 years, and then you're going to look back on it and regret the hell out of everything.
Well, listen,
just
her,
please.
Avoid that.
Please stop acting out. I don't know. You have to get into some recovery. You got to get into some groups.
Recovery.
You got to get into therapy. Listen, Peace.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what's going to happen to you, okay?
But this is normal.
No,
no,
it's not.
No,
that's
no,
it.
It's
no,
not.
Right.
No, it's
well,
not.
See? What are you going to do? All right. You know the beauty of me? Don't bring the proms home. Yell at people. Feel sorry for them. And it's right on to the next call. I don't know what the hell to do.
It's like...
Tim, wait a minute. Who wins the money there?
I think... Didn't I,
I think Drew kind of had the grand slam there with sexual abuse. And
I picked age six. I missed age six.
The drug thing wasn't really...
I said
really,
child molestation.
All right, you can have this back.
You get the receipt back. The drug thing wasn't substantiated, but we're assuming dad was snuffed. Mom's not going to say why, and we're guessing some kind of deal gone bad.
Maybe he's still alive.
I hope not. I truly do. Tim?
Yeah?
And by the way, when I hear about guys like that getting snuffed, you know what I think? Who cares? Who cares? Don't care for a second.
Yeah,
Tim?
You don't care about anything, though, Adam. So really,
I know, it's like a religion of some
thing.
Sort.
Don't
this
care when
I mean.
Scumbags get rubbed out. Just don't care.
Tim.
Yeah.
15, what's going on?
Don't care about little kids from Cuba come over and inner tubes. Just don't
care about the people who went down on the plane the other day?
Yeah, I like them.
Right.
Why?
Because he flies a bunch, too.
Americans. Tim?
Yeah.
You're 15, what's up?
First, I want to say hi, and you guys are both really cool. But this question is for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
This didn't happen to me, but I was curious about this today. When your penis is erected, can it be broken like a regular bone?
Yes, a bone is inserted into the penis each and every time it becomes erect.
There's no bone in there, old Tim.
Just a lot of blood.
Just a bunch of blood. Blood sort of like filling a water balloon. No bone.
Could you snap it in half or something like
you
that?
You can rip it.
Don't do that.
Yeah, that's a little troublesome.
It hurts me.
You can crack it like Adam does.
Yeah.
Like no. Every morning?
Yeah, I do. I can crack my penis like a whip. Here, light a cigarette. Let me show you. Let me show you what I can do with it. No, it cracks.
Not following you.
It cracks at the... Actually, I haven't done it in like a good 8 years. But
you've been talking about it on TV for 3.
I still think I might be able to do it. I'm going to try it tomorrow morning. You push down on it. If it's erect, then it'll crack on you. It's a little like a knuckle.
There's a ligament there that will do that. And... as far as the two sort of cavernous bodies that swell up, they're sheaths that will tear and can rip and be a mess.
All right, just don't monkey. That's my point. Tim?
Yeah.
All right. You satisfied with that?
Yeah. I won't try it.
Okay, thank you. All right, let me speak to Carrie.
Yes.
Drew? What's going on here?
There's a reason I didn't put a number down. I usually have a good reason for that.
Really?
Go ahead. Carrie?
Why? Because they're all crappy calls? Okay, Carrie?
Yes.
You're 23.
Yes. I've been dating my boyfriend for about 2 years, and the sex was great at first. And now that we've become more serious, probably in the last year or so, he's just not interested at all.
All right, hold on a second. You're right. It's a horrible call. Let me talk to Tina for a second here.
Tina's going to be good, but she's good.
Oh,
but,
she's still printing up there?
Printing that up, yeah.
All right, well, let me just see if I can get her here. Tina?
Hello?
Tina, you're 22.
Yeah.
You sleepwalk when you're drunk?
I sleepwalk when I'm drunk.
And you urinate in the bed and on the floor?
On the floor.
And in a garbage can?
Yeah, I've gone in the garbage can. I've gone on
very good
chairs that were at the kitchen table, and I don't remember any of this.
Kitchen table?
You pee on the kitchen table?
No, on the chairs to the kitchen table.
Okay, well, that's healthy. That's fine. I thought you said it was on the table. All right, hang on a second there, Tina.
Okay.
All right. Any other weird stuff happen to you when you're drunk?
No, that's
we'll find out. No. I bet there's some stuff going on.
Oh, that's good, teeth. That's good radio there. All right, hang on there.
So do you guys
do this
every night?
Oh, yes. Seems like it, at least. Mahandra Delfino is our guest tonight. She's on Roswell, 9 o'clock, Wednesday nights on the WB. And you can watch a man show after that, 10:30, Comedy Central. Where the hell was we now, Drew? We're talking to Tina. There you go. Tina's 22. She gets drunk. She sleepwalks and then begins urinating.
But the list of what we could say was stuff we would, like, never say. Just awful, degrading things.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But you can't say Hitler.
Oh, there's no science to it. at all.
Can you still not say Hitler?
No, of course you can say Hitler. That was just one of our screwball producers who didn't want me to say Hitler. Anyway, Drew, I'm already in a mood tonight. Let's not. I had a big argument with Comedy Central today about fudge packing. God. And, we get in these great arguments.
I like the panties and the underwear. What was it?
On the other show that I do, we have to argue with Comedy Central about what we can do, but we always get down to South Park having talking poop, and that's our big argument, but that doesn't fly over there. We got a big argument over fudge packing, and we got another big argument over Rent-A-Queer, which is an idea we're working on, which I don't think is offensive as they do, but it always gets bizarre when a bunch of adults are sitting around arguing over fudge packing, and by now I'm yelling, she is actually packing a suitcase. That's why it's okay to say pack the fudge, because the suitcase is open. Well, will we show fudge? No. Well, unless you show fudge, we can't talk about packing the fudge. What about the suitcase? This is retarded arguments. Adults, all adults making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year yelling about packing fudge. All right, Tina?
Yeah?
All right, so you urinate everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Only when you're drunk.
Right.
Well, okay. Tina, blackouts, which is what you're describing, where people are going around about their business, usually behaving in a normal fashion, at least as far as the external eye would be concerned. But in your case, you sort of get involved in some weird stuff here.
The thing is, I have enough energy. I pull my pants down. I just don't have enough sense to walk into the bathroom.
No. You think you're in the bathroom.
Oh.
You see a chair, and that's a toilet.
Okay, but what about when I'm in bed and it happens?
Well, that makes more sense to me.
Well, the point being, when you're blacked out, you misinterpret all sorts of sensory stimuli, and God knows what can happen. In the bed, it may be more of an anesthesia state you're in, and you just lose your bladder control. When you're up and about, you may just be confused in a blackout. But the point being here is that this syndrome, which we've heard about a fair amount on this show.
Only through men, though.
Yeah, men so far.
It's nice and refreshing to have a woman who gets around and urinates in different places.
It's liberating.
Yeah, I think, in fact, I remember telling you about a friend of mine in college who we had a thing called a turntable in those days, which you had a dust cover on.
Right.
And he'd lift the dust cover and urinate on the turntable.
Right, he thought he was taking one into the toilet.
Right. And alcoholics do this. And so this is a sign that you're dealing with the disease of alcoholism. It may not be in its full-blown state yet. It may be in really incipient states, but it is something that you need to be very, very aware of. And if you have a family history of alcoholism, it may be a sign that it's time to do something about this.
Mike?
Yeah?
You're 16. What's up?
I have this girlfriend. She's 20 years old. Well, first off, I think I want to make it easier on you. If maybe I should just tell you the whole story about it, like from the beginning.
Huh? She's 28 years old?
20.
Oh, 20.
What is your question for us exactly?
We don't necessarily need a whole story.
Yeah. All right. Well, she does drugs, and she's pregnant. Me and her have gotten high, but when we're high, I saw her walk over and do a line of cocaine. And she's been doing that for quite some time, and I don't know.
While she's pregnant.
And what were you high on?
I was stoned.
Okay.
All right. So she's doing coke and smoking weed, and she drinking?
Well, she does drink. She told me once that she went to rehab for heroin.
Oh,
why? But the only thing I don't get about that is, if she was in rehab for heroin, how couldn't she get off anything else?
You can't do anything after you've gone to rehab for heroin. You can't smoke pot. You can't drink.
No, but he's saying if she was treated, why didn't she stop everything?
Well, because she obviously has a problem.
Hey, look.
Who cares?
Sigmund Freud thought he discovered a treatment for heroin addiction. Are you aware of that? He called it cocaine. And he got a bunch of heroin addicts strung out on cocaine, and they stopped doing heroin.
Wow. All right.
And
I was part of that program.
But that's called cross-addiction. And, in fact, her child would be better off with her on opiates than cocaine.
Better heroin than coke.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
Better heroin than coke. The problem with heroin is the way they administer it. The IV is not better. Okay, that's bad for
the baby.
That's
dangerous?
That's bad.
Why?
But
poke it in the eye?
The infections and things are missing. But the methadone, Vicodin, all that good stuff, that's better than cocaine for the child. The children that are born to opiate-addicted parents actually are fine. Okay. They go through a mild detox in their
family. You even recommend it to some of your patients who aren't currently on opiates?
I think about it, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
hey, Mike?
Yeah?
You're not the father, right?
No, I had another question.
She is abusing this child, and she is in serious, serious trouble.
How pregnant is she, Mike?
She's a month.
Hey, Mike?
Get an abortion. I rarely, here I am. You rarely hear me say that, but I think this is a damaging situation.
Can she get an abortion?
Not now.
Why not?
Why not?
Because, first of all, she's been telling me that she wants the kid. She's
abusing the kid.
But she wants it.
She wants it.
She's abusing this kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Profoundly.
And what's the second reason?
Well, she wants to keep the baby. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, she also, not only is she seeing me, but there's another guy in Portland that she knows, that's her boyfriend.
Hey, Mike.
And he's in jail.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Get the hell out.
Mike, you're 16 years old. Can't you just date some, chick who's on the drill team or something at the high school?
Mike's an addict, too, though.
Mike, buddy, you're 16 years old. 16. You should be whacking off in the shower and listening to crappy music that you think's good. That's what you do when you're 16 and hanging out with your dork buddies. You're hooked up with some chicks, a junkie, she's pregnant, she's got a boyfriend who's in prison. What's up with you, Mike? You're 16. Well, you ever watch later episodes of the Brady Bunch? And you know how old Greg was? 16. You didn't see him carrying on this way, did you?
Yeah, but in real life isn't...
All right. Yeah, well, yeah. Anything based
Mike,
on real life
Mike, come on,
isn't
screwball. Like you're going to get her pregnant in 9 months after this kid spontaneously aborts, God willing. And then you're going to be locked in. You're going to have cars up on blocks up in the driveway. You're going to have a bunch of crappy kids running around without a dental program. Mike, well, you idiot. Would you listen to me? You're 16. Now, listen to me. You could dump this chick, would you?
Mike's an addict, though.
All right. Well, then just get high and you two get married. I'll see you in hell. All right. Next call. Listen, you call the show and I'm going to tell you what to do. And if you don't want to listen, good. Screw your life up. Screw it up. Have fun. Ryan?
Yes.
You're 18.
Hi.
I mean, what's the kid arguing with us
for?
He's 16 years old. What's he want?
Well, he obviously doesn't get it.
Well, there's a reason he's in the shape he's in.
Yeah.
Well, he's an idiot.
He's not the brightest bulb on Broadway.
Well, no,
you know
I mean, it's also...
And he's high, and his parents are crappy.
He's antisocial, right? You got to not
listen
to
anybody. And she's, older, and,
right.
The whole thing.
Right. Ryan?
Hi.
Listen, it pays to be a geek for about the first 25 years of your life. Don't be afraid to be a geek. Then later on, you get some new shoes and some new frames for your glasses, and you become cool.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan?
And you get all the women.
You get all the ladies. No, you do.
It's so true.
It is so
true. You're
18.
I know.
Oh, have you seen that
I'm
already?
Suddenly going into this geek thing.
Oh.
I like geeks now.
You're getting into the geeks,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. You hate them. Love them now.
They compensate, too. They drive nicer cars and dress better. Ryan?
Hi, yeah.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to say I love the show.
Thanks.
Okay. And, well, basically my question is, I was wondering if there's any safe way to, like, reduce my sex drive.
Why? What's the matter?
Well, nothing's the matter except, you know, I'm 18 and, like, horny, and, well, I have a girlfriend who doesn't want sex yet. And, you know, and it's a long-distance relationship, and I don't want to be tempted when I'm away from her.
That's nice.
Where are you going to be?
Huh?
Where are you going to be?
Oh, just, you know, at my college, and she's over at hers. And
what college are you going to?
I'm going to Fresno City College.
Mm. Yeah. And do you live in Fresno?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're at home.
Yeah.
Where's she going?
Reedley College. It's like an hour away. I get to see her like once a week.
Mm. Yeah. And what do you get off her once a week?
Hmm?
What do you get off her when you see her?
Oh, well, like, usual, like, make-out session.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No happy release or anything like that?
No.
No. Okay. And is she religious?
No.
How old is she?
She's 19.
19.
Yeah.
Not religious and not putting out?
No.
Happy release.
Yeah, really, it really takes the edge off, you know?
Happy release.
She's 19. She's not religious.
Yeah.
She's in a junior college?
Yeah.
And she ain't putting out?
No.
Something's wrong.
No. Well, she tells me she's kind of, like, still getting over her past relationship.
Oh. Nice, yeah. My ass is still sore from my last boyfriend, and therefore it's just kissing. Oh, there's just nothing worse. And so she's not a virgin then, right?
No.
Oh.
Hold on a second. Oh. I'll tell you, I'm ready to kill myself on Ryan's behalf.
Because this was you. This was you.
Well,
was this you, Adam?
No.
At 18. Come on,
please.
At 18?
I'm a big star. I'm a huge star. I'm
Were you at 18? That was my question.
I've always been a star. I was in Menudo.
Give you another opportunity.
When I was 11, I parlayed that in a lucrative soap opera career.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been TV my whole life. actually, I did carpet cleaning for 14 years, but then I got into TV, and so it's practically been my whole life.
Sounds like a star to me.
Ryan's... This is
a bad situation.
This is a bad scene, and Ryan can't. Yeah.
Doesn't
well, there's nothing better for him. Ryan?
Yeah.
Ryan, listen there, brother. This ain't good.
This is your opportunity. This is what you, Adam, wishes somebody had sat him down at 18 and given him this talk. Really?
I really do.
A million times.
I really wish.
Here's your chance.
I wish I could have shown up to myself. In a vision, as a ghost,
future.
As a ghost of a future past,
right,
or Christmas past.
Right.
And I would have, here's the speech I would have given myself. Dump her. You'll never get laid. You're doomed. You're 18. 13 short years, you'll break into radio. Don't worry. If you could just hold out 13 years, you'll get a woman.
It's not even that bad, though. 13 years. You're making it sound terrible.
Well, that's what it was for.
Yeah. Don't scare the kid.
You realize most people are convicted for murder out earlier than I got in the radio from age 18.
Yeah. But you're a nice kid. Move on.
Think of the carpet cleaning and ditch digging and all that enjoyable past.
All right, Ryan.
Pastime.
Find a chick in Fresno.
Break up.
Well,
and
tell
then
him
break
why.
Up.
I mean, tell him why.
It's your only chance for salvation here.
But she's not available.
She isn't.
She's not into you.
No.
She's emotionally
detached. Ain't even your girlfriend, Ryan. If I talked to her, she wouldn't say she had a boyfriend.
Oh, well.
Yeah? Let me talk to her.
No, I did hear her overstay that once when I was on the phone with her.
Get rid of her.
All right, we're going to talk to her, Ryan. Hold on. We're going to put you on hold.
No.
Yeah. We're going to talk to her and get to the bottom of this. You'll feel better. It's going to be liberating, all right?
Okay.
I'm like one of those consumer advocates. I'm like one of those troubleshooters for your penis.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. That's a good nickname for the penis. The troubleshooter.
The troubleshooter.
Yeah. Hey, Danielle, get Ryan's so-called girlfriend's number. I'm sure she'll be on the line when we come back.
It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Mahondra Delfino is our guest tonight. She plays Maria on Roswell. WB Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock. WB's making a little comeback. Are they?
Yeah, I believe so. I'd like to think so.
Is it a comeback or charging
to the forefront just once and for all?
Yeah, because a comeback would suggest that they had fallen from some position. No. I think the Cooking Channel was beating them last year, so in that case, they're making a comeback.
So the Cooking Channel, whatever happened to that guy that did the interior design show you like so much?
Oh, tell us about it. Oh, you know what I need to ask
Christopher
you.
Lowell?
Is he still?
Look for the areas. Fill that space, all right? The whole idea about creating focal points in your room is keeping your eye trained for those little details. It's those little details that make the home yours.
Now, if you saw him, you could tell he was gay. But just listening to him over the radio, it's a little tough to pick up on. No, it's very subtle.
Please.
Very subtle. I don't know. He's the world's gayest man, and I just enjoy it.
Is he still on? Is the show still on?
You got something else for us?
I'd like to thank all of my guests today. They did a swell job in showing us how easy it is so that we can really do it. I can do it. They can do it. You can do it.
I remember when you charged into my hotel room and dragged me out of the shower to see him one day.
When Christopher Lowell, who I do watch constantly, and I know a lot of women who do as well.
He's still on?
Oh, he's on 15 times a day, you know. And I spotted him. We were in a hotel.
In Iowa. Yeah, we were in Iowa.
And this was a year and a half ago, Drew.
Yeah.
And I spotted this guy on TV, and I said, oh, my God, it is the world's gayest man. The world's gayest man is on TV. And for me, everything's a competition. And so, of course, the world's gayest man is a competition as well. And I came charging into Drew's room. He was in the room next to mine. I think I was just wearing a towel. Drew just got out of the shower or something. I was banging on Drew's door, yelling to turn it on the... I don't know what channel.
Life and something.
Yeah. And the world's gayest man is on there. And we both watched, and we really enjoyed it. It never gets old to me. So I'm a big fan.
Yeah, it seems like it was like a pivotal moment.
There was a bond that went on between Drew and myself that day, too.
Okay. Wow.
All right, so now, when we left off, we were speaking to Ryan, who's 18. Ryan lives in town or wherever he lives. He's going to junior college there. His girlfriend goes out of college, out of town to college, about an hour away. They only see each other on the weekends. He's horny. They're just kind of screwing around, but they're not having any sex. And they're
just
really just making out, and she's had a tough relationship. And
Ryan?
Right.
Why don't we put Ryan on hold for a second?
Okay.
And why don't we talk to...
His girlfriend.
Ty,
his so-called girlfriend. Ty?
Yes?
You're 19?
Yeah.
Okay, you're Ryan's so-called girlfriend?
Yes.
All right. Are you, in fact, his girlfriend?
Yes.
Yes, you are?
Yes.
That's good.
Okay.
This is big of you.
How long have you two been going out?
Oh, geez, like a couple months. But we've known each other longer than that.
Uh-huh. And you've had sex before, correct?
Yes.
And with a few different guys, maybe?
No, just one.
Just the one guy?
Yes.
And that went sour, right?
Oh, yeah.
What happened with that?
Just things kind of got emotionally abusive, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Was that a relationship you were real invested in? Like you were thinking you'd get married and that kind of thing?
In love.
At the time I did, but...
How long ago was this?
We broke up about 6-7 months ago.
Are you over that yet?
Trying to be.
Yeah.
It's just some things I just can't forget about.
And why isn't Ryan flipping your cookie?
Is he like the rebound thing or what?
No, it's not. No.
He's more than that.
It took more thought about getting with him. But I don't know. It's not. I'm just not ready for sex.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Six, 7 months. I think if you're into Ryan, you'd be ready for sex.
But
wait, how long have you guys been dating, you and Ryan?
3 months.
3 months?
All right. Okay.
My question is, why don't you do anything else but making out? That's my question.
Because I'm not...
Now, you're not in...
You just don't...
Hold on a second. Quiet down there. Ryan, right?
No, it's not that at all. It just scares me that if I just get into, like, another sexual relationship, it'll...
Remember, she needs an abusive guy.
Right.
I don't know.
Ryan's a nice guy, right?
Yeah, he is. He's a great guy.
And he's not turning you on. He's not feeding your drama.
No, Oh, no, it's not that.
He's a little too nice.
No, it's not that at all.
Hey, listen.
Hmm.
You know Ryan's a real nice guy.
Yeah.
Why would you be scared to connect with him?
I don't know. I'm just afraid that...
You're just afraid that he ain't feeding it for you. You know, he doesn't turn you on.
No, he does.
He turns you on.
Yes.
You're physically attracted to him.
Yes.
And he turns you on.
Yeah.
And you'll not do anything more than make out with him.
Let Mahandra ask the question now. Which
All
was,
right.
Yeah, which
oh,
was
I don't
question.
Know.
Well,
I'm
which was
lost.
The question about why not more.
Yeah, why not? Well, no, I'm learning as we go along. Well, I think that you should go for your instinct and...
You got to think like an 18-year-old, Anna, for a second. That is that for 18-year-olds today, making out, part of that is...
Adam didn't like do
that,
anything when he was 18, remember?
Well, none of us did. It was something that James Caan did in the grotto at the Playboy Mansion, as you said.
Right. Hey, Ty?
Yes?
What are you doing with him?
What do you mean?
Sexually.
First base, second base, sloppy second.
Nothing. It's just... Kissing.
You're just kissing.
Yeah.
And you go no further than that.
Right.
Even though you've had sex before and you're very attracted to him physically.
Mm-hmm.
Ty, come on. There's part of this. I just don't believe it. It's been 7 months.
I believe it.
Now, listen. I'm going to give you one of two scenarios here, Ty.
Okay.
And, Drew, you're going to back me up here.
Needs an abusive guy.
Would you either talk into the mic or quiet down, would you? Yeah, either you need that dangerous, abusive guy, that a-hole you dated before, either you need that edge, that thing that turns you on, and Ryan doesn't possess that because he's a nice guy, or you're just not attracted to him physically, or it's a combination of both. You don't have that edge, so you're not attracted to him. You may physically understand that he's an attractive person, but he doesn't have that edge that women need, or that some women need. Was your dad kind of an a-hole?
I have no idea. I didn't grow up with my dad.
Well, that would qualify him as an a-hole, by the way.
You never met him?
No, I know who he is and all that, but...
Okay, so you need a jerk.
You need an abandoning...
No, what you need is to become sexually attracted to Ryan.
She
Work
can't,
on it.
She can't be,
yeah, but
because
don't tell
he's
her to
not
go
a
with
jerk.
A jerk. That's awful.
But no, he's not telling you, but that's what she's setting herself up
yeah,
for.
Yeah, so don't go for the jerk thing.
You need abandoning, unavailable guys. Ryan...
No, thank you. That's what I'm trying to avoid.
Yeah.
Well
yeah.
then...
Keep on
You got
going
a hell of a way of repaying the nice guys. No sex, Daddy.
Well, that's awful.
God bless you. Hold on. I got to yell at you crazy women for a minute.
Here,
they're
here,
just driving
okay,
me nuts here. No, I'm going to put them both on hold.
Okay, hold on.
Listen, you women, all you do, you shout from the highest mountain, where are the nice guys? Where are the good guys? Where are the guys who are going to treat me with respect?
But then
you find those
older.
Guys.
That's when they're older. Hold when on. You're 19, you don't know that.
Was I in the middle of something?
No.
She just responded. She's talking
listen.
To you.
All right.
Don't feel threatened.
All right. Forget it. Where were we?
When Adam starts a mom,
nah,
like anybody
cares.
Else.
He's just mad at women, this one. Speaking from the 19-year-old trauma.
I hate women. Paul.
Wait, we didn't finish with those guys.
I don't care. Paul, you're 16.
Okay, you got to at least finish.
Hey,
finish.
I don't care. Paul.
Adam.
What?
Got to finish. Ryan.
All right.
Hold on a second.
Hold on, Paul.
Where you want, Ryan?
Yeah,
all
right.
All right, go
ahead. Hey, Ryan?
Uh-huh.
So does that all make sense to you?
Yeah, I guess.
I start being an a-hole.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Your only shot.
Play games, boy.
Do you have
asshole.
A sense that that's what was going on?
Well, I don't know if I still believe it.
Of course, you're a fixer, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to fix projects.
Well,
that ain't working. She shouldn't necessarily want to be fixed, Ryan. You got to not be fixing this one.
Yeah.
Now, that is your other strategy. Just be available, be yourself. Let it be known what it is you want from the relationship, and it either will or will not work out.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Now
we got to go to break. We're already late.
All right. Well, let
the record show that I want to take another call. All right. When we come back, we'll speak to Paul. He got shot in the nuts with a paintball.
Ouch!
That's the kind of call I like after this. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Drew over there. We're going to take ourselves a quick 10-second timeout. We'll be back with more of the fabulous program in just 10 seconds. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Mahandra Delfino is our guest tonight. She plays Maria, who's on Roswell, WB, Wednesday nights. 9 o'clock. Drew has put the computer in the sack. He's now ready to make the transformation from putting the Marks-A-Lot board where I couldn't read it to where I can read it. And we're going to carry on with the show and speak to Paul. Paul, 16, got shot in the nuts with paintball.
Hey, Adam. You guys are the bomb.
Thank you.
And, yeah, I got shot in the nuts with a paintball.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, like, swelled up and purple. I was wondering if it could be, like detached from, like, you know, like, detached.
No, but you can cause hematomas, and you can fracture them, and you can cause all kinds of problems. It hurt?
Yeah. I can't touch it.
It's probably just a hematoma, but you ought to have somebody look at it, Paul. It can be a serious issue.
All right? All right, thank you.
All right.
Hey, Paul?
Yeah?
Where were you playing paintball?
In Marin County.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like a nice place to play paintball, by the way.
Yeah. Have you ever played?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I play paintball. It's dangerous.
It's fun, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the problem when you play that paintball, though. I enjoy it. Your adrenaline gets pumping, and you don't want to get shot. And your mind doesn't really distinguish between bullets or paint nuggets or whatever. You just don't want to get shot.
Right.
And so you're running, and there's a guy shooting at you. You dive into a cactus.
Right.
You roll down a hill. You do like a shoulder roll over some boulders and then shimmy under a log.
Yeah.
And you don't really realize it because your heart's pumping so hard and you just don't want to get shot. And then the next day, you're in the shower, and it's like you're looking at yourself, and you look like you got thrown off a train. Your shins are all banged up, and everything's a mess. But, yeah, getting shot. Now, listen, I put a cup on to go down and get the paper in the morning. I mean, you're going to play paintball, you put a cup on. Guys need to wear a cup. They really do.
Mom,
I'm gonna
please.
What the hell?
He's yelling at his mom.
This talk show is.
If you listen to
fine.
It. Listen to it.
We'll sit here and listen to it until 11 o'clock. Hello?
Hey, hello.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, Chris?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that Mary Poppins in the background?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that your mom?
This is personal.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Can you go out?
Hey.
No, please.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Put
all
the mom on the phone.
Let me talk to your mom for a second.
All right.
What's her name?
Christine.
Okay.
Hold on.
Well, first, apologize for keeping you up
Hello?
So late.
Yes, Christine?
Okay.
Uh-huh. First off, I'd like to say that's my mother's name, so I have a natural love for you already. I'm Adam Carolla. This is my partner, Dr. Drew. He's a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. He may potentially help your son. Mahandra Delfino is our guest tonight. She's from Roswell. I'm sure it's a show that your son is familiar with. She may not be able to offer any insight tonight.
But she's young. At least apologize for keeping her son up so late.
Yes, yeah, so I want to apologize for keeping your child up so late listening to this radio show.
Uh-huh.
And I want to apologize for the content, mostly brought forth by my partner, Dr. Drew. We'd like to help your son with whatever problem he may have. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Okay. Has he been okay other than whatever he's calling in about?
I guess so.
Where are you calling from, or where is he calling from?
Bakersfield.
All right. Are you doing all right over there, Christine?
I guess so. I don't know yet. I don't know why he's calling.
Well, I just mean in general. Is everything okay?
Uh-huh.
He's behaving himself.
He's getting good grades?
Yeah.
He's not on the weed?
I don't know.
Yeah. Watch out for that.
You want to hang up on that one.
You want to look around his room a little while we hold on?
Well, I'll just let him talk to you.
All right. Hey, Christine?
Yeah.
You doing all right?
I don't know yet. I still don't know why he's calling.
Is your husband around?
We're divorced.
Okay, that's all right. But you're making it all right?
So far.
Right. What kind of job do you have?
I'm in sales.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk to him, and hopefully we can help him with whatever problem he might have.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Christine.
Okay, here he is.
You're a good mother.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, he was calling.
Hello?
Chris?
Yeah.
You're Chris? Your mom's Christine?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
That's a little weird. Okay. Hey, Chris?
Yeah.
Are you still there? Okay, good. You have two phones in the house?
Yeah.
Good sign.
That's a good sign. Most of our callers don't have two phones.
Yeah.
They live in mansions, but just one phone.
Yeah.
In the basement. Very inconvenient.
I don't have a basement.
Okay, so what is your question for us tonight, Chris?
Mom's sitting right there, right?
Is mom there?
She's in the other room.
Okay, she's not listening. Go ahead.
You there?
She's never heard of this show.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
No.
Okay.
It's
all right. Well, she freaked out when you asked the question, so.
Yeah, that's why I don't want her to know.
Okay, well, let me see if I can ask it in a code sort of way.
All right.
Do you have a dog?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I hear it's a small dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
With very, is it to have very sort of a limited coat?
Yeah.
Really?
What the hell are you talking about?
Code?
True. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Myself, not much hair on that dog.
Well, there's lots of that.
Oh, you got that.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
What if he really thinks you're talking about a dog?
True. Would you shut up? I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You're like a retarded Marlon Perkins over there.
I'm trying to
there.
Assess what his
level Where are you going? I'm saying he's got a small dog.
I understand that, but I'm going with what the rest of the development...
Could you let me get to the small dog problem first?
He said he has a small dog.
Okay, so Chris, you think your dog is small?
Yeah.
Maybe smaller than the average dog?
Yeah, like a four.
Mm-hmm. Like if a dog was like a 1 to 10, your dog would be like a four.
This wouldn't be in the working class. It'd be in the miniatures.
How tall are you?
About 5'8", maybe.
Yeah. What's that have to do with this dog? All right, so your dog is not as big as some of the other dogs in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But that's okay because he's still growing.
Right, you're only 14. In dog, in dog years, that would be
72.
Four.
All right, so, Chris, here's what we'd like to say.
Mm-hmm.
Your dog, what's the dog's name?
Hannah.
Hannah?
He's really talking about his dog this time.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's just talk about his dog. Your dog's name is Tana?
Hannah.
Hannah.
Hannah. Hannah. Okay.
Hannah.
That dog is a gay homosexual.
All right. So, listen.
Hannah and her sisters.
Hannah still has a little growing to do.
Quite a bit.
And should not worry about it. And furthermore, dogs, young ladies, do not care about the size of a man's dog.
My dog still has hair over its eyes, too.
Okay, that's good. Over its eyes.
Wasn't taken off.
I see. But don't worry about that. Let me tell you what young ladies like. They don't mind a guy with a small dog. They like a guy who knows how to lick the cat.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The only thing it's important to know is whether or not...
Put him on hold for his mom gets back on the phone.
The development is normal. In other words, the other characteristics of your age or the dog's age should be appropriate. The hair distribution, stature,
right.
These sorts of things. If that's all coming along normally, then this will come along too. You've got about 7 more years of growth to go. And know that if your puberty came on late, that's a normal thing. And the later it comes on, it also tends to be associated with longevity.
Is it a long-haired dog? I'll tell you, no amount of education can make a man smart. That's what I've learned from Dr. Drew. Jared?
Yeah?
You're 15.
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much. My call's for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I've recently read an article that marijuana causes cancer.
There's some concern about that, yeah. There's a growing body of evidence that it may.
What kind of cancer?
Lung, primarily.
Yeah. So it is lung cancer.
Yeah. And it causes emphysema and chronic bronchitis.
Oh, listen.
And it may cause heart disease.
Hey, listen, any
your sperm, too.
It screws it lowers your sperm count.
Anything you suck in and hold in that's a carcinogen or smoke, you know, of course it's going to cause cancer. You do the math.
And I've also read that smoking marijuana reduces the rate that you might get in a car accident.
The rate? I mean,
not
the speed?
The probability of?
Yeah, the probability.
That you're going to get in a car accident?
Yeah.
It helps you drive better.
Because why?
It slows down your mind.
That should make you more likely to get in a car accident.
No,
right?
It slows
like
down.
In a sense.
Slows down your car because you're paranoid and you're stoned and you're doing 35 on the freeway, with the car cover still on the car. By the way, I've done that before. Drove all the way to San Francisco with the car cover on, stoned.
Jared, how much pot do you smoke?
I don't. My friends do.
You don't smoke
you
pot?
You don't smoke it?
No.
Don't buy it.
Jared, come. Are your parents listening?
No.
Jared, you must smoke pot.
Why?
Because you sound baked.
And he's preoccupied about it.
Now, stop lying to us. We know
you build those defenses about what you're doing.
We know you smoke weed.
That is so fast.
Please admit it to us. You sound like you're one of the Wailers, Bob Marley's backup band.
All I need is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
All right, Jared, you smoke weed, right?
A little.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh. You just bust your kids' night here on Loveline.
I know.
Holy Christ.
Must be me.
Oh. Dad, just sitting there by the radio waiting for him to break. Yeah.
Oh, that was a good...
Listen, kiddies.
Amazing reaction time from Dad, too.
When you call this show and you sound like a rusty hinge when you talk and you have 1,001 questions about weed, none of which you can articulate correctly. Here when you're driving.
Great.
Right. Slows down. I mean, come on. Please. We know you're stoned. Screwballs. Let me tell you what's bad, what's dangerous, and what's scary about weed. It's not the lung cancer. It's not the sperm count. It's not the breast development. It's not any of this nonsense.
It's the penis shrinking.
It's not the penis shrinking. It's not any of that stuff. It dulls your brain. We talk to people, and in the first 3 syllables, we can tell if they're smoking weed or not. That's scary. It's scary when you talk to somebody, even if they're not high, meaning you're doing so much of something, it has affected you in such an all-encompassing way that even people who have never spoken to you in their life, even when you're not currently under the influence of that particular substance, know you're a stoner and can basically predict your life.
Yeah.
Way too much Nintendo, way too much hanging around, way too much time thinking and talking about nothing and not getting anything done. Is there anything inherently wrong with a weed once in a while? No, of course not. I smoke weed. It doesn't do anything to me. I just don't go to work high, and I don't do anything high. You can't do anything high. I don't wake up every morning and have a bong load.
Well, the problem is that it regulates one's affect in situations where people need to learn how to do that on their own. And when you never learn that skill of feeling better, of dealing with your feelings, you never have any option other than to do this.
Yep.
And you also lose the capacity to initiate action. So like you're talking about, you don't never get that resume written. They have lots of great ideas, but the block comes going from idea to action. There's actually a block.
Yeah, it's not
there.
The most motivating drug.
No.
And by the way, everybody, and this is, I believe, society's fault, or at least the politicians' fault, they do not talk about frequency. I know a ton of successful people who smoke weed. They smoke it when it's appropriate, when it's the weekend, when they're at a barbecue,
R&R.
When they're unwinding, when they're not at work, and then Monday morning they go to work, and they don't smoke at work. Here's what they do, and here's what the government does. Weed is evil. Everyone who smokes it is, you know, going to die, and you'll never get anything done. And then there are all these examples of people who smoke weed who are very successful. Well, let me tell you, those people don't smoke weed at work. They smoke it on the weekend. And it's whether you're talking about weed, booze, or fast food, or Twinkies, or whatever you're talking about, you want to do it once in a while? You want to do it when it's appropriate? Fine. You can do it your whole life, and you'll still you can have a fruitful life and get plenty done. You do it all the time, it ruins you. That's everything. Everything is that way. From masturbation to pot to television to fast food. Do it all the time, you're ruined. Do it once in a while, you're fine. That's
advice.
But we won't give that message as a government. No, just you can't do it, it'll kill you. And then they do it, I'm not dead, must be good. They were lying. No, they're not lying. They're just doing a piss-poor job of getting their point across. I'm allowed to say piss-poor, aren't I? That's in a sentence. Lisa?
Yes?
You're 22.
Hi.
What's up?
I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
It's actually 2 questions, but they're related to each other. I've been using heroin for the last 2 years, mm-hmm. and I've tried, like, many times to quit and been unsuccessful at it, and currently I'm on starting this medication. It's a mix between buprenorphine and naloxone.
Oh, boy.
It's a study that's being done.
Yeah.
And it works really well as far as...
Is your problem completing detox or staying off the drug once you're detoxed?
Completing.
So you've never successfully completed a detox?
No.
All right, so it's reasonable for you to try some aggressive measures. I'm generally not a fan of buprenorphine. I've seen too many people get in trouble with that.
Really?
What is it?
It's another partial heroin-type drug.
Yeah.
And methadone, same deal.
Yeah, methadone didn't work.
Yeah, it's the same idea. But the issue here is creating enough structure and being involved in a program that keeps you supported and preoccupied and away from the potential.
That's I find like the hardest thing is
you have to be somewhere for many, many months.
Yeah.
You can't do this at home.
Because like at first my excuse was, oh well, I can't handle being sick, you know, and so that's why
there's a million excuses and it feels awful and you just got to go through it.
Yeah, and now I'm not sick, but I still can't.
Well, it feels worse, frankly, once you get off. Then you have this very intense feeling of depression and loss.
I have a really bad depression.
Yeah, and that's not going anywhere. And you know where the relief is. It's with the opiates. It's with the drug. So you have to be somewhere where you're in a structured enough environment, a sober living, a residential treatment program, something where you're getting daily, it's round the clock, supportive care.
Horse house.
That's a...
Heroin house.
Okay.
Yeah. Why don't they just start calling the stuff what it is, you know what I mean?
Horse.
Yeah, I just mean that it's always a Covenant House or a Rainbow House. It's called Horse House. Smack House.
Smack House.
Yeah, you even have alliteration with the Heroin House. And that way there's no confusion. You know? Plus, everyone just thinks they're worse anyway. Whenever you're staying at a place that has house at the end of it, it's bad news.
It's so true.
It's a Ronald McDonald House, Rainbow House, Halfway House. You know, you put house. Now, in Mexico, it's a different thing. They put house. Casa. The doctor's office is Casa de.
It's a restaurant.
Yeah, every goddamn restaurant, everything just says house in front of it. I swear to God, I don't know.
It's like Chez in French.
Right.
Chez, but whatever.
Yeah. Here, you put house behind something, you're bad news.
Yeah. It's so true.
Whether you're in the dog house, the halfway house, or the Ronald McDonald House. You put house on it, bad news. I'd remove the house if I opened one of these places. It's now such a negative connotation that it stigmatizes the people that come in. Jeff?
Then home isn't much better.
No, home's bad too. That's the same problem except for older people. Yeah, that's why I put shack. Heroin shack. You know?
Love shack. Yeah,
yeah,
junkie,
I was just gonna say,
junkie
it sounds
shack.
Cool.
Sounds good. Sounds like you get some good food there,
too.
Makes
fun, yeah.
Rib shack.
I won't even go to the House of Pancakes. Hey, Jeff?
Yeah.
You're 17. What's up?
It's kind of for Dr. Drew. Maybe you can help me out a little bit, too. My stepmom kind of... Well, my dad got married three and a half, 4 months ago to some 39-year-old. He's 50. And... I was in the wedding and everything, and everything was fine. I knew her for about a year and a half, and about a month and a half into the marriage or so, she started coming in my room one or two nights a week. It's happened about five or six times. She'd come in my room about 3 o'clock in the morning and rub my head and tell me she loves me and just really weird stuff.
I don't know what to do.
Run away, tell my dad about it. It's putting me in a really awkward position.
What did she say exactly?
She, last time, it was probably a week ago, and she came in, woke me up, turned my light on. My dad's a doctor, so he was gone, and he was on call or whatever. And she came in, turned my light on. I kind of woke up, but I knew it was going to happen just because it happened before. And she sat on my bed next to me like I was laying down or whatever, but she started rubbing my head and kind of rubbing my stomach, and she told me like I still acted asleep or whatever because I knew what was going on. I knew what she was doing. She told me she loved me. She told me everything's going to be okay. Just stuff that really doesn't even make any sense. Just and
was she loaded?
Well,
could you smell alcohol?
She smokes opium.
Smokes opium.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Well, Jeff, so God knows what she's
doing. Yeah, she's got to be high as a kite rolling in there at 3 a.m. telling you she loves you.
Well, your dad's got a serious situation on his hands here.
What, is she Chinese?
No.
Who the hell smokes opium anymore?
It's a
39-year-old, very, very attractive lady.
Give me some of that opium.
Well, she's an opiate addict, and he's got a serious problem on his hands. Very serious.
I'm not even too sure my dad knows about it.
Well,
it's like...
How do you know she smokes opium and he doesn't?
Well, she let me borrow her car to take my ex-girlfriend now to the prom. And in her glove compartment, I found it was wrapped in foil, and it's like a blackish, brownish tar-looking stuff.
Well, that may be hash.
Yep.
Or it could be heroin.
Yeah, I know it's not hash.
How do you know
because
that?
Because I'm a big pot smoker myself. Not big.
And he pinched some.
Huh?
Yeah.
Did you try it?
What?
Did you try it or something?
Did I try what she had in the glove?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But I know it's not hash.
All right, so it's not hash. Does opium look like hash?
It's kind of
don't
like...
Don't play stupid, Drew. Come on, I know you're hooked on
kind
this
kind of tarry and...
Kind of tarry. All right. What if it's heroin?
I don't know what heroin looks like.
How do you know she's smoking it? How do you know she's not shooting it?
I don't know.
You can't shoot tar, Drew.
Heroin?
I was assuming it was opium.
How do you shoot tar heroin? Well, you got to heat it up and do it. Oh, okay. I thought you were just shoving the tar into the syringe.
I had a picture there.
I don't know. You can't shoot tar, Drew.
Okay. Hey, Jeff.
Wow.
This is a weird...
Wait, go back on. Let's hear it.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Jeff?
Yeah.
What was that?
That was my best friend's girlfriend.
Why was she screaming into the phone?
She's drunk. I came here for the night.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second there, Jeff. This is a real super weird night.
Yeah, it is weird night.
Like lots of sort of ancillary people that are hanging around, getting involved with the show.
Yeah, intervening on the phone calls.
Yeah, normally, I swear to God.
I blame Mahondra.
Who else can we blame? Yeah. We take one out of every 1,000 calls, somebody in the background, some mom or dad walks in a room or something. Yeah. Tonight it's been like 4 or 5.
Yeah. Shoot.
All right. I believe, hold on.
He had enough detail for me to believe.
Here's why I believe Jeff. Because she came into the room and she didn't give him a hand job.
Right.
She came in the room and rubbed his forehead and said she loved him, but didn't do anything with him.
Right.
And if he's BSing, he's saying that she came in the room and they rocked all night while dad was over at the OR.
Right.
So I believe him because he's detailed.
And think about coming up with a story where I took a car from the prom and I found something in the glove compartment. It's not, he got
and
all
he doesn't
the
know what it is.
Yeah, he's got all the details.
See, when you lie, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff? Jeff? Oh, now.
Wait, that calls everything into question.
Now he ain't there.
Yeah. Jeff?
All right.
That calls his call into question.
No, I...
Anyway, be that as it may, he has to talk to his dad.
Yeah.
Right? I found some glove compartment. I think it's drugs, Dad. She's doing weird stuff at night. It's freaking me out. I think you got a problem. That's all.
I think you should take the dad in the car before the dad confronts the woman.
Show him the stuff?
Yeah, so he can have, like, hard evidence.
Well, you better see if it's there, too, though, because that was a while ago, and you don't know if it's there.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take ourselves a break. We're going to talk to Rose, who's 23, who's addicted to phone sex when we come back. What? Heard someone took ecstasy through his anus. Wants to know if there's the most potent way to do it. That happened to me once. Not intentionally. I was
tripped
by the pool when we were in Mexico. And it's a long story. All right, so we'll talk to Tom, actually. Took some ecstasy in the anus and then Rose. But Mahondra Delfino is got to go because she's got to get up at what time tomorrow morning?
6.
6?
Well, I have to be there at 6.
Oh, that is heinous.
That's worse than me.
All right. Thanks for coming in. We do appreciate it.
Anytime.
Again, Roswell WB, Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock. Watch the show. I'm sure you already are, but watch it again. And we'll be back after this.
Yep. All right. We're back with a little more, I knew it would kick in eventually. Loveline. Mahondra Delfino has left the building. Again, Roswell, Wednesday nights, WB, 9 o'clock. And let's get back to what we're getting on here. Drew, we're going to have to do something with that board there because I'm
having
trouble. You got your mug in the way or something.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. That's better. Tom?
Yeah.
You 20?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I got a question. I got a lot of friends that do E. I've never done it. I don't plan on doing it, but I got a lot of friends that do, and apparently, according to them, this one guy, a friend of mine, he took it through his anus, And this is all hearsay, but according to him, he got like super, super high, couldn't even get up off the ground, was throwing up and stuff. And I've just never even heard of that before. And I just want to know if like either of you have heard of that, or if I'm just being like totally.
I've heard of people taking things through their rear. I have alcohol. Yeah,
sure.
Things that's a very absorptive area back there that will stuff will absorb.
Let me explain how this really went down.
Okay.
He took the E orally and then later took it in the anus, if you know what I'm saying.
See, that's what I was thinking too, but yeah. I didn't know if, like, that was really the most potent way, just through the...
I don't know that it's the most potent. In fact, I would doubt that it is that any different.
Well, let me ask you this, Drew. If taking alcohol through the anus is a more...
It's
a faster track to a high than it would be drinking it.
Because you can put a higher volume in than you can to your stomach
without bringing it back. But it's not that it acts faster?
Not, I don't believe
so. Or is absorbed in a different way?
I don't know that's not true, but I don't believe that that is true.
All right. It just seems like a lot of work to put stuff in your anus, personally. You know what I mean?
To me, it says addict whenever somebody does weird stuff like that.
Yeah, when you can't get high off taking a pill anymore, and you're starting, yeah, when you put stuff in your ass, that's
you're addicted. Yeah,
gay, addict, could be both. Okay, Rose.
Hi.
You're 23.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, my problem is that I am not sexually active at the moment. I don't have a boyfriend, and I find myself having phone sex with men. I've had a couple of conversations with a couple of guys I know, and I enjoy it, and of course I'm masturbating over the phone, and I actually find more pleasure from it from having sex. And I was just wondering if this could be a problem.
Wow. Now let me explain the difference between men and women.
Okay.
Man, when he's addicted to phone sex, $1,400 a week. How much have you spent currently on phone sex?
On my phone bill?
Yeah.
No.
On phone sex.
Oh, phone sex. Well, I do it every day.
How much have you spent?
Spent as far as time-wise?
Money.
Hey, screwball, when people say how much have you spent, they're not talking about calories. Or time.
The reason she's confused is it's zero.
Have you spent any money on this?
No.
See.
Right. And it doesn't even make sense that you would.
Right, right.
A woman could do 22 hours a week of phone sex and not expect to spend a penny.
A guy?
Guy'd be in debtor's prison.
Okay, but I mean...
Okay, Russ, thanks for helping us drive that point home. I appreciate that.
Well, I wasn't sure. I was confused on time.
I understand. I understand.
No, it just actually, I like the way she responded, which is confused. Spend? What? What are you talking about? Must be talking about time. The guy's like, in the first 3 hours or the first 6 weeks?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Which credit card are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I don't call phone sex lines.
Right. Yeah, there's
my
point. You don't have to.
No, I don't. And I mean.
Okay. Boy, she is thick as a loaf of goddamn bread.
That's hostile.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
You don't like people or boys or what's up there, Rose?
No, I'm heterosexual. I love men.
No,
you love them, but you don't like them.
You're angry.
Yeah.
Why angry guys?
What happened?
No, nothing happened.
We're disappointed.
Well, why are you angry at guys? What happened recently?
Seriously, why am I angry at men?
Yeah.
Because it pours out of every pore, okay?
Well, I mean, I've been hurt before.
Where's Dad?
My father, he's in the picture.
He is. You like him?
Do I like him? Sure.
Oh, okay.
She has that.
Seriously, do you like your dad? Doesn't sound like you like your dad.
Well, no. He abused me as a girl, as a young child.
All right. Geez. Hey, Rose?
Yes.
I'm going to put you on hold for about, you've been on hold for 52 minutes? I'm going to put you on hold for another 10 minutes, all right?
Okay.
I want you to sort of rethink your attitude and your ability to answer these questions, all right?
Sure.
Okay.
Wait, let's comment here, shall we?
She's angry.
Yeah,
she's angry at men, and she's angry at us because we have penises.
And we're cracking her defense strategies, her denial.
Yeah. How's your dad?
He's fine. He's in the picture.
No. Here's the first thing. Where's your dad? My father?
Yeah. Where's my dad?
What's my dad doing in Israel?
No. My father? Yeah. He's fine.
He's in the picture.
Well, he was abusive.
Yeah, he abused me all my whole childhood.
All right.
But listen,
23, I don't got time to play games for 23-year-olds. I'll put her on hold for another 10 minutes, and we'll get back to her, and I guarantee your attitude will change. Jonathan?
Yeah?
You're 21.
I guarantee it won't. Would bet on that?
Yes.
Hi, I got a question. When I have sex with my girlfriend and she tells me she has an orgasm, she doesn't have any juices, and I was wondering if I was doing something wrong.
You mean the orgasm doesn't produce any juices?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't always. It doesn't most of the time.
It doesn't most of the time?
Well, when you say juices, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, when a guy has orgasms for the sperm.
Women don't have that.
Oh, they don't?
Well, some do occasionally, but generally they don't.
They don't? Well, I mean, I've been with her for over a year, and she says she has orgasms, and it's never happened, so.
Yeah, no juices.
No.
Oh, boy.
You understand, Jonathan?
Mm-hmm.
Is there differences in the guys and the gals?
Yeah.
No, they're all the same. See, they're teaching that in school.
Well, I just mean when a guy has an orgasm, something comes out, right?
Yeah.
A girl has an orgasm, sometimes nothing comes out.
Usually.
Usually nothing comes out.
Yeah.
All right there, buddy?
All right.
Is that what you're asking?
Well, yeah, because it's been over a year and it's,
Jonathan?
Yeah.
Ain't never going to happen.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. She's having the orgasm, though, and everything's fine.
Yeah, because she told me she gets sensitive between her legs and her breast, but, I was just wondering if there was something wrong there or not.
What the hell?
Jonathan.
Yeah.
This is the weirdest night of all time.
No.
This is it.
Jonathan, listen to me, buddy. And yeah. I just want to make sure we're on the same page here.
Okay.
When women have an orgasm.
Yeah.
You just hear it. You don't see it. Okay. There's nothing that comes out. There's no physical manifestation of their orgasm.
Okay.
It's not like when you have an orgasm.
Yeah.
Okay. Once in a blue moon, you run across a woman that actually produces some fluid during the orgasm. That's very rare. Most women, you just have to take their word for it.
Okay.
So, if your girlfriend is having an orgasm...
Is she, and
she says she's having an orgasm?
Yeah.
Yes?
She won't let me touch her after she has one, she says.
Okay, that's good.
That's normal.
That means she ain't faking.
So I'm doing okay.
Yeah. You're fine, Jonathan.
Oh, that was my question.
All right, you're fine.
Thanks for that, guys.
All right. Hey, don't get her pregnant.
I won't. Not yet.
Give it a while.
10 years.
Give it a while.
10 years.
All right.
Oh boy.
Hey, I've always said we have the world's dumbest callers on this show, and I will. If any other talk show host wants to pit his callers up against mine, I'll gladly take them on.
That's the dumbest.
$10,000 bet. I guarantee that our callers will score lower on any test, any standard form of testing, than any other talk show in America. I challenge my caller. And I don't care if you're from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and you do a fishing show. I will take you on. I don't care if the name of your goddamn show is Big Daddy Crawfish's Trap an Hour. I'll take you on. Bring it on. That's what I say. I have a lot of pride and a lot of faith. And our listeners, and I know they're, if not amongst the dumbest, the dumbest.
Well, it's not our listeners. Let's be fair.
No.
It's our callers.
Nah, I look at callers as just a subset of our listeners. Okay. But a sample. It's like you take a graham cracker and you break the corner off. Those are the callers, and the rest of the cracker are the listeners. Doesn't matter where you get that corner, though. You still get the same cracker.
I bet Rose isn't even there anymore.
Rose?
Yeah.
Oh, she's there.
Okay, now you're 23.
Yes.
Okay, so let's be truthful here for a moment and get to the bottom of this mess.
Okay.
All right, so your dad was physically abusive.
And sexually abusive?
No sexual abuse.
Just physically abusive.
More emotionally than physically.
And were you raped at one point?
No.
Never raped?
Well, I mean, I was attacked, but not raped.
Attacked with an intent to rape?
I'm sure it was.
What happened?
Well, I was at a fraternity party, and, everybody was drinking, and somebody put something in my drink, and luckily, before the act of rape, happened, somebody walked in, and, I mean, I was pretty much passed out, mm-hmm. So they got me out of the situation.
Okay, I magically knew that was in her history, too.
I'm sorry?
All right, well, that doesn't mean nothing happened, at least.
But she fits a profile, though, right?
Okay, all right, so now you're off men, and you're on to phone sex.
Yes.
And who are you doing this with, your friends?
No, actually, I've done it with quite a few men from online.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sure, they're all into it. And what do you do when you do it? You just start getting into it?
Yeah, I mean, we have, you know, basic conversation, you know, and you know, kind of start saying, well, you know, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. What are you wearing?
And do you want to know what the guy looks like, or does it matter?
You know what? What attracts me, I mean, obviously it's the voice, but, you know, I really don't care. I mean, the guy could be, you know, 500 pounds for all I know, and, right. You know, it's just, it gets me off.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think of my nasally drone? Does that turn you on at all?
I don't know, maybe.
All right, even I'm not going to do it. Uh-huh. Jesus Christ.
Look, so is there alcoholism in your family also?
Yes.
Okay, so you may really truly be becoming addicted.
Yeah, no, I am.
Yeah, you've got sort of the requisite history of abuse.
Right.
And if you add in the biology of alcoholism, then you get sex addiction very often.
Right. But I mean, as far as masturbation, I mean, I must masturbate about 5 times a day.
Yeah, I see.
I mean, is that unhealthy?
Well, it's not unhealthy, but it's, again, part of an addictive process, and it's psychologically unhealthy.
I see.
And this is part of, were you addicted to something else at one time, a drug?
No. I mean, I was depressed for quite a while. I mean, I've been, you know, in therapy for the last 12 years.
And you were never addicted to any drugs?
No, I mean, it was just a basic, you know, experimental stage.
Who, okay, I'll just take her word for it. When, hey, Rose? When you're doing this masturbation and the phone sex, you're masturbating, right?
Right.
Who gets off first, usually?
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
And then you keep going?
Yeah, I keep going.
For the guy?
For the guy.
Yeah, God bless you. Because, you know, the guy gets off first. He's like, you know, he goes from like, baby, I'm going to love you all night. Oh, yeah, I got it good for you, man. I am I'm hard, man. I'm like Mount Rushmore, man. I'm that hard, man. I'm like Blue Steel.
Catch you later.
Yeah, no, he'd probably try to stumble through a few more minutes. I'm putting my hand on your parts, rubbing your, squeezing your boob. That's the TV. I bet your ass is tight or something, right? Okay, listen, I'm getting hungry. Are you? I'd just love to hear the change in the voice. Women, God bless them, they can keep going with that. They can still be in it. As my guy, for a guy, after the orgasm, it's equivalent to being hungry and then eating a big meal.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you know you're going to eat again.
Yeah.
It just ain't now.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, if someone puts a big plate of pasta in front of you, it's like, you don't even run it, you know. And if someone starts bringing up food, or like, hey, we just finished off a rack of ribs, where are we going to eat tomorrow? To ask me tomorrow.
Right.
Women are still kind of, they're kind of there still. Yeah. They can sort of hang with it a little.
Rose needs to check out SA, though, because I believe she probably was addicted to something else. Whatever she's calling experimentation may well have been an addictive process, and now the sex has taken over, and she's got all the history there that needs to be dealt with.
I'd like a dollar from you, because I think her attitude changed a little there.
All right.
She was much more approachable.
I agree.
See, when I discipline the callers, how they respond?
I thought this one wouldn't respond.
Wait till I get a pet or a kid. I'm really going to make a great master. Hey, quick question, Drew. When you have a pet, you're a master, right? When you have a kid... Still master, right? Or
yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll take a break. Hey there, hi there, ho there. You're welcome as can be. I'm Ace Rockhole. That's my partner, Dr. Drew, and you've just entered the lightning round. Name of the show is Loveline. Let me give a quick shout-out on the time. It's 11:49. That's 11 minutes from the top of the hour straight up. I'm Ace Rockhole. That's my partner, Dr. Drew, and he is hot, hot, hot. We're going right back to the phone. We're going to answer your love problems, and we'll start by starting at the top. Number one, we'll speak to Michelle. Michelle's 19 years old. She gave her first cousin oral sex. Is this considered incest? Doc, what do you think?
Michelle?
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You're right, smack dab in the middle of the lightning round, Michelle. Let me give the timeout. It's 11:49 and 33 seconds. That's 27 seconds and 10 minutes away from the top of the hour. Straight up, 12 o'clock, the witchy hour. You're listening to Loveline. I'm H. Rockwell. That's my Drew. He's hot, hot, hot. So, Michelle,
This is a real problem.
You gave a Hummer to your cousin?
Yeah, is that like a bad thing to do?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good thing to do.
No, it's not great.
Why not? I know people that like marry their first cousin.
All right, is he a man?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right, you're going to do it again?
I might. I kind of like him.
All right, good. Get married and have yourself a nice mongoloid child. Hey, everybody. It's a theme from Taboo 2.
I'm Ace Marcola.
That's
not
my partner,
work out.
Dr. Drew. You're right in the middle of the lightning round.
It's not
going to
work. It's not going to work out. It's going to make for some awkward family gatherings coming forward.
All right. Let me give the timeout. It's 11:50 and 25 seconds straight up. That's 9 minutes and 35 seconds away from the top of the hour. Let's hop back on the phones right smack dab in the middle of the lightning round. Sam?
Yep.
Sam, you're 20. Your girlfriend said she's not attracted to you anymore, but still makes out with you.
Yep.
Well, that's mighty neighborly of her. You got to break up with her.
And him, yeah.
Sam?
Preserve your dignity.
Break up with her, buddy. She's not physically attracted to you anymore. You know what I'm saying about it?
And when a girl says she's not physically attracted, she means she's not into the relationship.
That's right. All right. Let's take another call. Before we hop on the phones, let me just give the timeout. It's 11:51
straight up. Oh.
That is 9 minutes away from the top of the hour. I'm Ace Rockola. It's my partner, Dr. Drew. You're listening to Loveline right smack dab in the middle.
Is traffic and weather coming?
Of the lightning round. Yes.
Sean.
Yeah?
You're 16 years old.
Yeah.
You got a 15-year-old girlfriend. She's Pregos.
Yeah.
You got a Prego, didn't you, Jill Stutt?
Yeah.
I knew you could do it. Your doctor said she can't have an abortion.
Yeah.
How pregnant is she?
She's about 2.5 months.
Oh, my God.
Why did the doctor say she couldn't get an abortion?
I'm not sure. We were went to the doctor the other day, and she was really depressed. And when she came out, she said to me, she said, the doctor said I can't have an abortion. And I said, why? And he said, because she's allergic to what they do or something.
Oh, boy, she's not telling you the truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's allergic to a vacuum cleaner, Sean? Come on.
I don't know. That's what she told me.
Maybe she has a mite allergy. You know what I'm saying?
Something missing in their story, okay?
Hey, Shawnee?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what happens when we don't use protection, right, partner?
No, I did. The condom broke.
Mm-hmm. Morning after pill. Why didn't you go get the Prevent?
No, we can't live in the past, can we, Dr. Drew? That's Dr. Drew. He is hot, hot, hot. Sean!
Yeah?
She's going to have to give this youngin' up for adoption. Am I right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Sean. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he could look into abortion 2.5 months. Not too late, is it, Doc?
Nope.
Okay. Let me give the time. It's 11:52... and 30 seconds. That's 7 minutes and 30 seconds away from the top of the hour. I'm Ace Rockola. As my partner, Dr. Drew, smack dab in the middle of the lightning round. James?
Yeah.
You're 16 years old.
Yeah.
You think you have a split personality?
Yeah.
You want to know if it's possible to know if you're crazy or not?
Yeah.
I'm going with yeah. Huh. Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
I have a split personality. I have two personalities.
Ace Rockola and?
No, just one. The other one only comes out when I'm asleep. I don't bother with it. Doesn't cause me any trouble.
That's good. That's good.
James,
what makes you believe you're crazy?
Because, like, today, my mom told me to go and, like, rake some leaves up, right?
Uh-huh.
So I was raking them up, and then all of a sudden I just got really mad, and I just broke the rake, and then I looked back. I was like, why did I break that rake?
Mm-hmm.
And that happens a lot. It's like I do stuff, and then I think back, and like, why did I do that?
And always around rage and anger?
Huh?
Always around rage and anger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a split personality. That's rage.
Yeah.
And something's brewing there that's left over that occasionally surfaces, but it's not a split personality. Split personality is where you dissociate. You don't remember where you were, what you've done, and some other personality.
All right, James, you got to deal with this problem before you hurt somebody and end up in prison.
Yeah.
Am I right?
That's true.
All right. What time's it, Drew?
Time for break.
It's 11:53. And 55 seconds. That is 6 minutes and 5 seconds away from 12 o'clock, the witching hour. 12 o'clock straight up. I'm Ace Rockola. My partner, Dr. Drew. He is hot, hot, hot. Smack dab in the middle of the lightning round. We're going to take ourselves a little break. You kiddies, stay where you are. And we'll be back with more of the fabulous show just after this.
Yep. Here we go. All right. That is it. Drew's ready to go home.
All right.
Okay, tomorrow night we'll have someone from somewhere else.
Fun Club.
Okay, that doesn't mean anything to anybody. No. Matt Pinfield will be in here, you remember, from MTV, and we'll talk to him. And he's on that show. So, until next time, Sam Crowe for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. My ass is still sore from my last boyfriend.
Well now.